also in thy skirts. As these adulterous women is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocent.
Is that the golf course open?
Everyone at the Big Fresno Fair. Don't miss the rainforest experience, backed by popular demand with exotic animals from around the world. Oh, wait, no.
This is a model of the toxic waste incinerator the Chemical Waste Management Company wants to build at its Kettleman Hills facility. Toxic wastes are already treated here and buried in lined pits like these.
I'm from Kettleman City, and my name is Mary Lou Mares. And this town is basically a migrant city. People come and go as they harvest. Kettleman City is in between Los Baños and Bakersfield on the I-5. It's about 1,500 people, and of those 1,500 people, like 90% speak Spanish only. And the 10% speak English. They're born here. Very few people stay around, but there are a lot of hardcore Kettleman people that are still here. We had bought this home, and I thought, I'm all set. I have my home. I have my daughter in school doing well. And then all of a sudden, we came home one day from shopping, and I found a flyer on my door, and it says incineration. Come to this meeting. And I said, what? Who wants to incinerate, near this town? And so I went to this meeting, and I started listening and hearing what they wanted to do, incinerate, and they kept saying, oh, it's fine, state of the art. But I mean, anybody knows that anything that's incinerated goes into the air, and where's it going to go from there? Kettleman City is a farm labor community. People are awfully tired after 8 hours, 10 hours of work, and it's hard when they do these meetings that when they ask you, they can put in some project, or at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and people can't go to those meetings. You can't just take off from work. People, earn little as it is.
How did people feel when they found out all this toxic waste was coming to the Kenway's hazardous waste landfill here?
They were indignant. I mean, they were so angry that this had happened without them being asked. Since we're the ones that have to live with it, we're the ones paying the taxes, and yet nobody consulted us for anything. These people, the supervisors from Kings County, they live an hour away. They're safe over there in their town. And there was sort of smells coming from the Kenway's dump. We would pass through there, and our kids had to pass every day going to school, and it would get you. You just pass, and the smell and the stinging in the eyes would get to you. Kids around here all have asthma. I never heard of asthma in my family. There's four people in my family with asthma now. And then when we got there to the meeting, they wanted to send us to the back of the room to get translation. And that sounded so awful. All these people in high places, they feel that they could repeat all the past ways of treating people, putting people down, and people will not stand for it anymore. And we didn't. We went to the front of the room, and we made them give us translation in front of the room. Why must we go to the back of the room for translation? Yeah, that's not right. They were treating us like, is that you don't have education, you don't know how it is. They started talking down to us, and I didn't like that at all. I mean, it really is like turning on the foco, they say, the light. You can't treat people like that. And we just got into it, and it just was like a snowball just rolling, and people coming in and helping. And it took us a lot of years and a lot of meetings and a lot of put-downs and a lot of our own neighbors, that a handful that worked at Kim Waste, turning against us, but we couldn't stop. When we go to meetings, you should see how polite all the supervisors are now. Before, they used to, get mad to see you, but now they're so mannerly and polite, It's great. But that's how they're supposed to treat everybody, not just people that go in and demand respect. You know, they're supposed to respect everybody, not just the people with money. That's why they're there.
Saturday afternoon fiesta in the park. But earlier today, hundreds of people gathered to listen to dozens of speakers, one of them, as you mentioned, Jesse Jackson. Now, most of the people who gathered here were violently opposed to plans to build a toxic waste incinerator just a dozen or so miles from here.
And there are so many famous people that came to town, Jesse Jackson, you know, and so many assembly people came, and especially all these groups that came, like the Mother Savista LA, and there was so much camaraderie and so much family, you know, that how could we lose?
Environmental and cultural groups from all over the Southwest came to the city's park to hear Jesse Jackson.
We deserve the right to drink in water. We deserve the right to see our children grow.
Some are raising an issue of race here. Is race a factor in all of this?
Absolutely not. And the so-called racism issue is just a sensationalization, I think, created to overshadow the fact that this project can proceed safely and the incineration technology is proven and studied and the project should go forward.
Who came to the door first? The reporter had come first. And he was leaving already after asking me a couple of questions. And all of a sudden, the manager from Kim Waste comes up. And I knew, I could feel it, that he was going to say something good. And he comes up to me and he says, "We've decided that we're not going to build the incinerator anymore." And I couldn't believe it. I said, "Are you sure?" And he says, "Yeah." Yes, it was great. I still feel emotional about it. Oh, we had a great celebration. Everybody came, and it was the happiest day in Kettleman City. It was great. Most of the old people and people for clean air and water have left town. They're starting to bring in all these new projects is because they think we're not around anymore. These projects like this ranch over here that's has gone bankrupt or something. And so now they plan to make money by bringing in biosolid sludge to throw on the land. And they say, well, it's not bad, it's just like throwing, you know, that stuff you buy at Walmart that you throw on your garden. But then if you look through the research, it shows that it is dangerous for anybody working with that stuff. Around this area, it's very windy. And when the wind starts blowing it up in the air, how are they going to catch it? You know, we're going to catch it in our lungs. It's going to be bad for everybody. And why do they insist on bringing all this stuff near Kettleman City? We already have a municipal dump, a toxic dump. Now we're going to have this biosolid on the land. So I tell my daughter, you know, you need to, you know, rev up this People for Clean Air and Water, you know, get together with the people and start, you know, organizing, having meetings so they know that we're still here and they can't do this to Kettleman City.